Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. They're back on guard. That's the news from Travel and Leisure, who share that the changing of the guard ceremony at London's Buckingham Palace has returned after being put on pause in March 2020 over fears of crowds gathering as the pandemic set in last year. The royal family shared footage of the tradition's return on its Instagram page yesterday with the caption, "Look who's back at Buckingham Palace." While the ceremony took place daily pre-pandemic and attracted millions of visitors a year, it returns with a reduced schedule on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays in the Buckingham Palace forecourt for the time being, according to the palace's household division site. During the changing of the guard, a full military band performs a variety of music ranging from traditional military marches to pop songs and show tunes. The post also read, "The Buckingham Palace ceremony starts in Friary Court at St. James Palace when a detachment of the Old Guard forms at 10:30 a.m. and is inspected by the captain of the Queen's Guard. They then march with a band or drum corps in front of them, reaching Buckingham Palace's forecourt at 10:43 a.m. through the south centre gate. At the same time, the detachment of Old Guard at Buckingham Palace forms and the two meet up. The New Guard then forms at Wellington Barracks, is inspected around 10:40 a.m. and reaches the palace at 11 a.m. through the north centre gate as a ceremony starts up. Over at Windsor Castle, the changing of the guards had restarted on July 22nd and now takes place on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays, but the palace is still cautious about the spread of the coronavirus. We encourage the public to take a rapid lateral flow test before going to any major event or attraction as part of keeping everyone safe," the Household Division site for ceremony reads, also adding, "We encourage people to wear face coverings in busy or enclosed areas." If you're a listener in America and want to see the changing of the guard, well, the US State Department currently has a Level 4 Do Not Travel advisory for the United Kingdom due to COVID-19, indicating a very high level of COVID-19 in the country. Maybe give it a beat. We'll see if we can get through an entire podcast today without mentioning you-know-who and his wife. So it's time for another installment of Isn't Kate Wonderful? And today it's looking at the wonderful way Kate gets her kids ready for school. The Mirror shares that in between juggling royal duties, Kate Middleton and Prince William have been preparing for their youngsters' return to school this September. With Charlotte 6 and George 8 heading into Year 2 and Year 4, and the Duke and Duchess' 3-year-old son Louis having started at nursery school this April, it's undoubtedly an important time for the royal children's education. Kate is known for her hands-on approach when it comes to parenting her youngsters and has already started the preparations for the start of the new school year. A royal source recently told OK Magazine, "Because of who they are, William and Kate have had to be highly organized parents. But as parents, Wills and Kate have developed this brilliant knack of letting as much as they can seem spontaneous, and that's how the children see it." The source, who is close to the royal family, revealed that Kate in particular is very strict about the kids having good manners. They explained, "Table manners, thank you letters, little curtsies are being drilled into the children so they become automatic. If George has been naughty, and he has been on occasion, Kate and William are good at explaining to him the rights and wrongs of what happened. Just like any other parent, Kate loves mingling with other parents from the kids' schools and is keen on supportive networks. She likes to maintain good relationships with both the other mums and the school staff." The source pointed out that she comes from a supportive family herself, so is very keen on networks and networks of friends and organizations. As parents, Kate and William are also very good at rolling up their sleeves and helping out with school events, sport days, fundraisers, and that sort of thing. They try to be just like normal parents with normal parenting challenges. Just wonderful. Palace Intrigue will be right back. If we truly are to attempt to make it an entire episode without mentioning you-know-who and his wife, we're going to have to dig a little deeper. And maybe that's what Prince Charles needed to do when he was a boy. Pure Wow shares that Charles and Anne took up a special hobby when they were kids, gardening. Charles said, "My sister and I had a little vegetable patch in the back of some border somewhere. We had great fun trying to grow tomatoes, rather unsuccessfully." Royal expert Stuart Pearce has explained how Charles could step aside and let William take his place. On the Royally Us podcast, Pearce said, "We know the position he is about to inherit. It's going to be very interesting to see if Prince Charles will sit in the throne or will he create some form of a shift in constitutional law to allow his son to sit in the throne. It's going to be very interesting. At the moment, the right of ascendancy is Charles on the throne, but I don't necessarily see Queen Camilla. Constitutional law could be revoked and changed because, after all, we're living in extraordinary times. I'm sure there is enough scope if she wanted to step aside for him to become Prince Regent, and that she can enjoy her retirement like the Duke of Edinburgh had from age of 96 if she wants to. But otherwise, in the Prince of Wales' transition over the past 10 to 15 years, he has been taking on more of the responsibilities of the Queen. He does most of the heavy lifting in terms of long-haul flights representing the Queen, and is supported by Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge as well. I think there has been a transition, and you can't expect Her Majesty to continue at the same pace as she has for the last 86 years. Whether there is a formal handing over of what executive power in terms of a regency is still up in the air, but the Prince of Wales will obviously continue to do more and more. And there you have it, an entire episode without mentioning that person, nor his wife. But there's always tomorrow. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott, the Palace Intrigue. Good times.